Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording on a sunny Friday afternoon or Friday evening at 6:25. Well, this has been a day all about results coming out of the US. The first sort of shock to hit the market was that the non-farm payrolls came out way under expectations. A survey was for 213,000. And it came in at 110, so that really hit the markets, and it bolstered the treasuries. They jumped over a point, but only a couple of hours later, there was some manufacturing data, and it turns out that U.S. factory prices increased and service industries expanded, so that really bolstered the dollar and hit the bonds, and the bonds are currently at 111.11, so they're down just a 32nd on the day, so that's completely reversed everything. And it's done some really great action for the dollar. It's turned what did look to me to be a bit of a reversal into a consolidation, and the dollar index is currently up on the day, and it's sitting at, excuse me. It's sitting at 84.47, so that's definitely looking much more like a consolidation, having made a new low this morning. The euro is currently sitting at 128.92, down quite a bit today. Japan is at 107.60, so that's really showing a lot of strength in the dollar today. That has really hit the markets, or the commodity markets, and a lot of the metals are down quite a bit today. Copper is down 50 at 32.38. It's down 255 in the US at 147.70. Tin is down 100, so but it hasn't completely erased what it did yesterday. Zinc is down 28. Nickel's down 230. Aluminium is down 37. And lead is down 32, but it hasn't really done a great deal to the charts. They're still looking fairly okay. So even though we've had a fairly big move in the dollar, it hasn't really erased any of the gains that we've seen over the last 2 days in the metals. So that is relatively encouraging. But we'll see what happens in the next couple of days. I was just speaking with David, and he is really quite ill. He's picked up some sort of infection in the last couple of days, so that's why I'm recording and he isn't. But he told me that given what has happened in the silver market, where it went up this morning and is now down, excuse me, just looking at, let me just pull up this contract and I'll tell you what month it is. Looking at the July contract, it's down 13 at 7.09. He told me that he made a sale early this morning, and that was taking a profit on a purchase at 7, and that he's got buy orders under the market under 7. I think the first one is at 7.995. That hasn't been hit yet today, so maybe we will get hit on Monday or Tuesday. And we can see that gold is quite weak in here today as well. It's at 426.07 at the moment. That's down 228 on the day. Now, I had a bit of egg on my face this morning when I came in and looked at those soft commodities, the grains. Soybeans got really hit back very strongly. You'll see the chart that I posted today in the comment. That was really quite surprising, because it had been up and it was looking perky when I did the audio yesterday, and got knocked back fairly severely towards the end of the session. It's down 14 as we speak, which is a lot weaker than when I wrote the comment about an hour and a half ago. That's currently sitting at 6:22 on the July contract. Corn is down 2.5. It didn't have a great move yesterday, and there's nothing to speak of today. Oats, on the other hand, got absolutely hammered yesterday and was down again today. Last time I looked, it's currently down 2.25 at 155, so right back into that sort of medium-term range that it's been in for the last 4 or 5 months. This was the good news story, and you'll see the spread charts that I put up on the comment today, which show that natural gas and gasoline are both moving into outperformance against crude. Now, while I wouldn't personally be comfortable being short any of these oil stocks, looking at the chart, it does look like that, if you are going to do cross-sectoral or sorry sectoral pairs, then crude is a good hedge against the other two. So you can see that that these are those pair charts are very volatile, and they do tend to move in and out of outperformance really very quickly. So it does it is sort of a rule of thumb to keep a close eye on them, which we will be able to do as soon as we have this extra functionality on the chart library, and our IT people tell me that we will be able to do that next week. So let's fingers crossed, because in my experience, IT people do not abide by the Gregorian calendar, but fingers crossed. So crude is up today. It was up over $1. It's currently at 112. Sorry, currently up 112 at 56.52. Natural gas is up 4 at 780 and a half. Now, stock markets. Stock markets, the Nikkei was up half a point at 11,723, so up a little on the day. And looking at the second section, it was pretty flat on the day. The ASX, which we said yesterday really needed to rally, and it did, not by much. It was up about well, it was up 0.69 of a percent, up 28 points at 4,138, and the New Zealand index, which has been a bit oversold, has started to steady up a little as well. This was, I presume, aided by the strength in the US over the last couple of days. The US is down today. Obviously, that's going to be on the back of that non-farm payrolls news. The Dow is currently down 0.75% at 10,425. S&P is down 0.5% at 11.74. But some of the commodity-driven indices like Canada, Mexico, and Brazil are all up, not by much. But Mexico is up 0.75%, Brazil is up 0.5%, and Canada is only marginally up 0.1%. Europe pretty much closed up. The only exception was marginally up at that, hardly worth mentioning. But Amsterdam was the only one that closed down. It was down a point and a third. So the equity markets are still pretty steady. If the Dow was going to rally right back up to the highs, it would want to start getting on with it. If we see continued consolidation in this area, that's just going to unwind the oversold condition, and it'll become even more likely that we're going to see a fall from this area. Of course, that will have repercussions for the Asian markets. But that's it from me for today. And if you've got any other questions or anything you'd like me to include, don't hesitate to send me a message, and have a great weekend. Thanks very much.